Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, this is Dr. Vernon F. Williams. You are listening to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on News Talk 550 KTSA Radio, San Antonio, Texas. All the opinions expressed on this program are mine. They are not necessarily the opinions of News Talk 550 KTSA Radio or the affiliates. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillymd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillymd@twaamc.com. Tonight, we are going to be discussing the body's hierarchy. All right? And the hierarchy of your body consists of, you know, if mom's not happy, no one's happy. And number one is your GI tract. That's number one. Number two is your adrenal glands, your stress hormones. Number three is your thyroid, your energy hormone. And number four, testosterone, progesterone, and estrogen. That's your body hierarchy. But your bang for your buck is your thyroid and your sex hormones. That's a bang for your buck. Your GI tract is not your bang for your buck, but it's also the most important. All right? My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, iTunes, the other outlets. It's also available at www.growyoungeragain.com, growyoungeragain.com. Now, if you do go to that growyoungeragain.com site, you'll be able to get an autographed copy of the book. For more information, you can call me at the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558. That's 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. This year, there'll be over 750,000 people who will die of heart disease. Another 550,000 will die of cancer. 100,000 will die from adverse effects of illegally prescribed FDA-approved drugs. 100,000 will die from adverse effects of legally prescribed FDA-approved drugs. One in three American adults have hypertension. 23 million will be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes this year. In 1950, there was less than 1 million type 2 diabetics. That's a 23-fold increase in type 2 diabetics. Last year, there were 350 million visits to physicians and 420 million visits to alternative medical practitioners. 420 million. So you see, more people wanted to went to alternative medical practitioner than they went to physician. That is pretty sad. And you know why that is sad? Because physicians, I'm one of them, put band-aids on everything. We don't try to cure things. We put band-aid on everything. You know, I looked at a survey the other day. It said that 80% of medicine is nutrition and exercise. 80%. Another 10 to 15% is hormones. And the other 5% is acute care. It's taking care of patients that need something intervention. You know, the ones that need to have to be on prescriptions, the one that needs to have surgery, that's the 5%. Unfortunately, physicians have given away at least 80% of healthcare, which is a diet. We've given away to dietitians, nutrition, we've given it to them. Exercise, we've given away that. And we have focus, we're even trying to give away the hormones. We don't even want to give people growth hormone if they need. We don't even want to give them testosterone or estrogen if they need it. You know, we're even trying to give away the hormone section. We want to focus on the 5%. And you know why? Because 5% is where all the money is. That's correct. That's where all the money is. There's no money for physicians in nutrition and exercise, is there? Because if you did nutrition and if you did exercise, you won't need doctors because you're going to be healthy. And therefore, you won't need drugs. Therefore, the drug companies won't make money. And if you don't need drugs and if you're healthy, you don't need the insurance companies. So it's no wonder they got rid of the nutrition and the exercise portion of this. And we focus on the 5% because that's where all the money is for the drug companies. And that's where all the money is for the insurance companies. And the drug companies and the insurance companies run the medical industry. They're the ones who are out there funding the research. They're the ones out there teaching the medical students. They're the ones out there running the medical conferences so that where the doctors get their continuing medical education. They're the ones who control the newspaper and the magazines and the television commercials with their money. They're the ones who control the medical board. They're the ones who control the politicians. So they have all the power. And so, therefore, we as patients, we lose out because of that. Well, today we're talking about the hierarchy of medicine. You see, the GI tract, if mom ain't happy, no one's happy. Well, your GI tract is number one. But you know what I want to do? I could spend all day today, tomorrow. I can talk about the GI tract for months on end. So let me go ahead and start with the bang for your buck. So let's just quickly start with your thyroid and your testosterone, your estrogen, progesterone. All right. First of all, your thyroid is your energy. That's right. Your thyroid is your energy. So when you feel cold and tired and run down and, you know, energized and your skin is dry and your hair is falling out and you look at food and you gain weight and you feel miserable, it's probably your thyroid. All right. You see, if you were to take your car and filled up with gas, your car does not drive because you filled up with gas. Your car drives because you turned the ignition, the spark plug fired, and ignited the fuel, and your car started burning fuel. Your thyroid is your spark plug. It's your key. So if you don't turn that engine on, you could eat all you want and you will never burn any fat, or you could exercise all you want, you won't burn any fat no matter what you do because your car is not turned on. So your thyroid is what does that. Now, how does your thyroid work? You see, your brain sends a signal. When your brain notices that your energy level is low, your brain sends a signal to your thyroid, tells your thyroid to make thyroid hormone. The signal is called TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone. Now, I know lots of you have kids out there. When your kids were young and you told them to do something, did they always listen to you? No, they don't always listen, right? So just because the pituitary sends a signal to the thyroid and tells the thyroid to make thyroid hormone, that doesn't mean the thyroid is listening. Number one. Now, we measure hypothyroidism by measuring TSH level. So that TSH signal could be a very, very high signal, and yet the thyroid may not respond at all. So there's a flaw in that testing. Number two, the thyroid makes mainly two hormones, T3 and T4. Now, T3 is free T3 is the active thyroid. Only 7% of the thyroid is T3 active. The inactive one, T4, is 93%. That's inactive. And what the body does is whenever you need more energy, it tries to convert the inactive T4 into the active T3. The active T3 is what goes to every cell in your body and turn the key and ignites the cell so the cells can start burning fat and give the cell can now have energy to do their function. Now here's the problem. When your free T3 is low, your cells cannot make energy. Now why is that important that they make energy? Well, it's important because if your cells cannot make the energy they need, it's like having a flashlight with a weak battery. The light's not going to be very good. Well, if your immune cells don't have the energy, if you get an infection, do you think that they will fight the infection when they're not feeling well, when they're not energized? You know, that cold that would normally last 2 days might last 2 weeks. Or, better yet, you know, instead of your immune system fighting that cancer cell, it's just too weak to fight that cancer cell. Now you have cancer. See, your thyroid is very important. Now the question is, why don't we treat hypothyroidism properly? Well, this thing called money. You see, thyroid is the normal value is on a curve, a bell curve. And so the 5%, the top 5% and the bottom 5% are considered abnormal. Everything else is normal. So if you fall in that bell curve, you are considered normal, even though it may not be normal for you. Not optimal for you. Now, why is it? Now, when you go to your doctor, and he decides to put you on thyroid medicine, he puts you on Synthroid. Synthroid is T4, the inactive thyroid. Now, why on earth would he put you on T4, the inactive thyroid? You see, in your body, to convert T4 into the active T3, you need to have good testosterone, you need to have good progesterone, and you have to have a normal GI flora because those are the things that helps the body convert T4 into T3, the active thyroid. But what if you're not doing well in those areas and he gives you Synthroid? Is that going to help you? No, not at all. Not at all. You see, he could have given you T3, the active thyroid, but he chose to give you T4. Why is that? Because that's what the drug company wants him to do. Well, let's talk about why. Well, what happens when you become hypothyroid, when you don't have any energy? Well, when you don't have any energy, you number one, you gain weight. You become obese. And when you gain weight, you become type 2 diabetic. And then while you're gaining weight and becoming diabetic, then you get high blood pressure. And now you have obesity, you have high blood pressure, you have diabetes, and now you get heart disease. Then you start getting joint pains and arthritis and muscle pains and you become depressed and then you start having anxiety problems and now you get cancer. Well, what have you done? By being hypothyroid, we have now created millions of customers for the drug companies and millions of customers for the insurance companies because, you know, everyone with diabetes and high blood pressure and heart disease have to have insurance. And guess what? Who loves that? The insurance company. And they all have to be on drugs. Well, the drug companies love that too. So not treating hypothyroidism properly is a major reason why we have so many medical problems, and the drug companies and the insurance companies make a mint over that. Now, when we fix your thyroid and put it in an optimal zone, then you become the person that your friends say to you, I don't know what you did with that horse that you ate, but you know, you don't seem to gain any weight at all, and you eat like a pig. See, because when your body is burning fat, you can do that. You can enjoy life and you can have energy to do the things you need. You're listening to Dr. Vernon F. Williams at 210-559-5959. This is Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on KTSA 550 Talk Radio. You can reach me at the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center, 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. And my book, Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again, is available at www.growyoungeragain.com. It's also available at Barnes & Noble's, on Amazon, iTunes, all the different apps and all the different areas. Today we're talking about the body's hierarchy. We just finished talking about hypothyroidism. Now let's talk about testosterone and estrogen. You know, testosterone, we all need it, men and women. That's right. You know, in my practice, 2 years ago, we had 70% men, 30% women. Now we have 60% women and 40% men. And you know why? Because now we give women pellets. And when we give them pellets, the women, it's changing women's lives. They get energy. Their sex drive's better. They have more. Their muscles are better. They have their memory is better, their cognitive function is better, and they feel great. And we've had incredible stories about, you know, how it saved my marriage. You know what I mean? I mean, women talk, they share. And the reason why we have 60% women now is because the women's been sharing. Men, on the other hand, don't share very well. So, you know, you can make a man feel great and he says, yes, honey, it's all me. You know, it's on me. I did it myself. You know, they won't brag that they getting help on their hormones and stuff like that. They won't do it. I mean, they begin to come out of the closet now and talk a little bit more now than they used to, but they still don't share very well. All right. And so that's the reason. But testosterone, what does testosterone do for you? Well, for men and women, number one, the organ in your body with the most receptors for testosterone is your heart. More receptors than anywhere else. Your heart's your largest muscle in your body. So when you're 20 years old, your heart is like a Maserati. It is like an 18-wheeler pulling a Volkswagen. And when it pumps blood, it goes boom, boom, boom. That's your heart at 20. When you're 60 years old, your testosterone level is low. And your heart becomes like a Volkswagen pulling an 18-wheeler. And so your heart, instead of beating like a Maserati, now just beats rapidly, and the blood flow is psh, psh, psh. So despite what everyone says, number one, testosterone, number one, strengthens your heart muscle. Number two, protects you from heart disease. Number three, helps lower your blood pressure. That's what testosterone does for the heart. The second organ that testosterone affects the most is your brain. In your brain, testosterone, number one, sharpens your memory. Number two, sharpens your cognitive function. Number three, reduces your stress level. Number four, helps you sleep better at night. Number five, helps protect you from getting Alzheimer's and dementia. Number six, testosterone improves your work performance, because if your memory is better, your cognitive function is better, you're sleeping better, your stress level is down, and you're taking care of the home front, you do better on your job, because now you don't have the little lady or the man on the other end yapping on your ear. Instead, your phone calls you get at work will be nice, loving, yes, honey, love you, honey. Those kinds of phone calls. No stress phone calls from the loved ones. That's what testosterone does for your brain. Now, when you're 20 years old and you fall down, you jump up. When you're 60, you fall, you break a hip. Well, guess why? Because testosterone makes your muscles stronger and it makes your bones stronger. Now, you know that 3 p.m. energy drink that you need? Well, when we optimize your testosterone, you won't need that energy drink because now you have energy all day long. Now, testosterone also reduces your belly fat, improves your libido, and your sex drive, your stamina, makes everything better. And last but not least, ladies, I want you to understand, the reason why you lubricate down there is because testosterone is what makes those glands lubricate. You know, stress is pretty powerful. And when you're stressed out, it lowers your testosterone level. So if you are at home with the 4 kids, little kids, and they run all day long, and they're stressing you out all day long, and then now you're trying to cook dinner and everything else, and your hubby comes in, and he says, honey, let's make love. And he tries to foreplay with you. Guess what? It ain't going to happen. You know why? Because you're so stressed out that you will not lubricate down there until the stress is relieved. That's why having that glass of red wine to relax you makes things better. Because when you relax, your testosterone level comes back up and that helps you lubricate down there. So now when you do have sex, it's more pleasurable and enjoyment. Otherwise, your hubby does stuff, he enjoys himself, he goes off and you're hurt and you're in pain and you're not feeling well and you are angry. Well, that's what testosterone does for men and women. Now, estrogen and progesterone. Now, there's 2 reasons why women have estrogen and progesterone. And by the way, men do need estrogen also. Estrogen, if the estrogen in men is too low, it causes them to have decreased energy, and it also causes them to gain weight. If the estrogen is too high in men, they gain weight, they lose energy, and they feel terrible. All right. So estrogen is important to men and women. But the 2 reasons why women need estrogen progesterone is because of, number 1, so that they can have babies. Number 2, so that they can be attractive enough to attract a mate. That's the reason why the women have estrogen progesterone. So when you're young, your estrogen progesterone level starts increasing and increasing. And when it gets high enough, you start with your menstruation. All right. And then when it gets a little bit higher, then you start with your breast development and you start getting your breast fully developed. And then you start getting genital hair and stuff like that. And you get ready and your body's get ready and you can have children. Well, after about 35, nature says, all right, no more kids, because nature hates a child. Nature hates anything that's malformed or disabled. In nature, if you give birth to an animal that's deformed or not quite there, it gets killed by other animals. Nature doesn't like that. So after 35, you have an increased risk of getting Down syndrome or kids that are deformed and things like that. So nature doesn't like that. So after 35, nature said, you know, let's not have any more children. So your estrogen progesterone starts decreasing. The difference is that your estrogen drops, your estrogen declines gradually, your progesterone drops off the curve. And normally, estrogen and progesterone have to maintain a certain synergistic relationship. And normally, estrogen causes you to bleed a lot, progesterone stops the bleeding. Estrogen causes you to gain weight and retain fluid when you have a period, progesterone stops that. Estrogen causes your breasts to grow and develop, progesterone stops that. So estrogen and progesterone works together in a synergistic relationship. So when your estrogen drops gradually and progesterone falls off the curve, that's when you start getting all the premenstrual symptoms because the ratio is off. Now, why do you need to optimize estrogen and progesterone? Well, nature says, since you don't need to have children, nature says you don't need to look beautiful anymore. So therefore, your skin starts wrinkling. Estrogen is required to help build collagen. So when estrogen goes down, your collagen goes down, and you start wrinkling. You know that great hourglass figure that you used to have? you know, that was very attractive to men. So nature says, we don't need that. So now you straight. And now you instead, you know, you look like a peer instead. You know that nice vaginal lubrication that you used to have, that used to make you want to have sex and everything else? Well, nature says you don't need to put anything down there anymore, so it dries it up. And then if you wait long enough, that opening that used to be there becomes all tight and it hurts to have sex. That's what nature does. So the question is, do you want to have your estrogen progesterone optimized? If you don't want to stay young and healthy, then you don't need to optimize them. If you want to stay young and healthy and be able to have a good sex life and be have great shiny skin and not wrinkle as much, then you should optimize your hormones. That's the bottom line. All right. Now, you know, I wanted to talk about hierarchy, but again, I'm running out of time. And so I think what I will do is I will talk about the GI part and the adrenals next time. But so I'm going to have to go. So I just want to remind you that you are listening to Grow Younger Like Me. Dr. Vernon Williams, number 210-559-5959. You can call me at the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center, 210-495-8558. Or you can catch me at the internet, www.feel29.com, feel29.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again, is available at www.growyoungeragain.com. That's growyoungeragain.com. Also available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, iTunes, wherever you want it. Once again, this is Grow Younger, the truth shall set you free on KTSA Radio. Thank you all very much. Have a great day.